Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Start out the show today live at the Amerant Bank Arena. There is a echo. Tree had noticed it before that your computer volume is on, and you shrugged Tree off, and then Solana backed you up and said, "Oh yeah, it's off." And it was very obvious that Tree and I knew what was happening.
Well, Tree knew.
You and Solana did not.
Solana doesn't know much.
Does not know much. Mm-mm. But he's entertaining, and he'll eat the wings.
He's still bad in the bathroom.
It is a big one at the Amerant Bank Arena tonight, but I don't really know why. I can't really understand the machinations of what's going to happen tonight. The Panthers, from what I can tell, do not know who they're going to play in the first round still. Who might it be, Solana? It might be Tampa, might be Toronto. Are those the only two options?
From what I understand, the only two options are the Panthers either hosting Toronto or the Panthers hosting Tampa Bay.
Jimmy, are you under the impression that those are the only two possible options?
Yes.
Because what's happening tonight is Boston plays. They kind of control their own destiny. If Boston wins tonight, they win the Atlantic Division. They're the one seed. But Boston plays at 7 o'clock tonight. Panthers play at 7:30. So the Panthers are going to know going into, like, the third period whether they're playing for anything. But correct me if I'm wrong, Solana, don't the Panthers kind of want to lose tonight? Because if they win, do they play Tampa? And if they lose, they play Toronto, or there's more to it than that?
That's what I'm not sure, because the NHL is very weird with how the regular season is ending, because you would think today would be, that's it, final day of the regular season. Everybody plays at the same time, similar to what the NBA does on Sunday. But I was looking at the schedule. There's games all the way up until Thursday in the NHL. So I don't know if the Tampa Bay Lightning continue.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I looked it up today.
Listen, I don't know what, and I don't want to play Vlasovleski, whatever his name is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to play Vlasovleski?
I don't.
That Joker can play ball.
The Maple Leafs and the Lightning play tomorrow in Tampa. So I don't know exactly how it plays out points-wise.
Here's the greater point. Doug Plagans is going to join us today in the 3 o'clock hour. And George Richards from Florida Hockey Now is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. And they're going to explain it to us, because I'm not even going to pretend I don't know what's going on. I know Paul Maurice said they are playing to win tonight. Mm-hmm. Carter Verhaeghe is back in the lineup. They are playing to win. So I don't know, but this really is kind of, you know, me with sports in general. I don't know. I lean on others to explain it all to me, but I don't think I have anyone surrounding me today who can explain this.
Last time we played Vlapolesky, he stopped 60 shots.
I remember that.
I don't want to play Vlapolesky.
The Maple Leafs currently are slotted to play, as it stands right now, the Maple Leafs and the Panthers are slotted to play each other. However, if the Panthers end up winning today and Boston does not win outright, then the Florida Panthers will win the division, and I believe because of that, they would in turn play a wild card team. Right now, the Tampa Bay Lightning are the first seed in the wild card. The Washington Capitals,
but that can change,
are the second seed.
Because
correct.
The Lightning play tomorrow, and then there could be movement. I don't know.
When's our first guest?
Well, Will Manso's going to talk Heat with us this hour. We can ask him. He usually knows sports better than we do.
Yeah, he might have. Yeah.
No, I think if the Panthers end up winning the division, they'll play the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, they're for certain the wild card one seed?
Yeah, because they have 96 points, and the wild card two seed in the Eastern Conference is the Washington Capitals, who have 89 points. They're not going to be able to catch the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I'm almost 100% certain. And again, I could be wrong, and if I am, I'll eat it. But if the Panthers end up as the one in the Atlantic Division and win the division, they will face the Tampa Bay Lightning.
All right. But we're really not certain about this.
No, we are not.
Just kind of take it all with a grain of salt until the 3 o'clock hour where we will get certainty from Doug Plagans.
You'll eat it.
No Whoppers again, speaking of eating it. Marlins coughed up a lead, and they're on the cusp of being one of the worst teams in the history of Major League Baseball.
I wore my Marlins hat because they've had some good 8 innings, and then they –
It's not even the 8 innings. It really gets to the middle relief where they're having problems. Like, they're able to put a few runs on the board, but, you know.
Play, yeah, they'll be fine.
I asked Tree before the show started. I saw this on Twitter yesterday. I was fascinated by it. If you started every hole at the Masters on the green, but the absolute furthest point, which is 100 feet in some situations, do you think you'd win the Masters?
No.
Because you'd have to four-putt every green just to be par.
I could two-putt some greens.
No, you couldn't.
Huck, you don't even know golf.
I know your short game.
Tree, you... I would be... If you said I start the Masters...
Every
My
hole,
ball is on the edge
so
of the green.
So there's 4 rounds, 4 days.
Yes.
You're going to have to, what did we say the Masters winner was? 11 under? 11 under for the tournament. So you're going to have to, like, you really can't 5-putt any green, and you're going to have to 3-putt a number of greens.
I would compete for the jacket.
So, Lana, what about you?
I'd like to believe that, yes, I would compete for the green jacket, but I am not a good putter. Like, that is probably the weakest part of my golf game. And from what everything everybody says, and again, I've never been to Augusta, so I can't be certain unless I saw it. Apparently, the greens are a little difficult.
That's what Tree was saying. The greens there are ridiculous. It's like, from what I've read, putting on glass. Like, that's how difficult those greens are. It is like putting on glass. Now, that all being said, I would shoot an 18. This is what Jimmy says. The Panthers will clinch the Atlantic Division if they defeat the Maple Leafs in any fashion tonight, so that means overtime or regulation, and the Bruins lose to the Senators in any fashion. No, but Jimmy, you're telling me something I already know.
We know that already.
I know that. I want to know who they will end up playing, right. Jimmy. I'm reading. I should have read this before I started to read it.
I read it and I ignored it immediately.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good move by you.
Anybody that capitalizes or an and, you can't really read that.
No, that's good. That's good.
Or an and.
Yeah.
Are the best words.
Yeah.
In the sentence?
Yeah, because those are the most important. Because this could happen, or somebody says this is on the text machine. So who knows? Boston has to lose in regulation or in overtime tonight. The Panthers get 1 point. We own the tiebreaker against Boston, and we play Tampa.
Yep.
It's simple.
That's
what I gather. But then, why wouldn't the Panthers just be tanking tonight?
Because if you do end up winning the division, you host at the very least two playoff series, first and second round, until you play the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals. If the Rangers end up going through,
if you're the two seed, you have the potential of being on the road.
In the second round.
For second round. You have the potential of being at home as well, though, right?
I guess it just depends who advances, right?
Right.
If you're the higher seed, mm-hmm. you'll end up being the home team. But because the Panthers will be behind the Boston Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Rangers.
I still feel like I'd be willing to risk home ice in the second round to not play Tampa in the first round.
Are we talking about the second round or are we talking about the first
round? Right.
Like, yeah, let's get a second round home series. No, let's win the first round.
Well, we'll find out tonight. And again, Doug Plagan is going to join us. George Richard's going to join us. And we will meander our way up until 6 o'clock. Panthers game tonight is ESPN Plus only, so the only local broadcast. Now Tree is pissed. He was going to watch the Panthers tonight. Doesn't have ESPN Plus. I'm going to give you a sign-in, Tree. But don't tell anybody on the radio that's got Sid in trouble. But tonight it's ESPN Plus only. But if you want to hear the local broadcast, it's here on 560 WQAM. Panthers tonight will start at 7:30. And you'll hear the game here. What do you have, Solana?
I was just going to say, is it possible Boston doesn't want to play Vasilevsky and the Lightning in the first round either?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's interesting.
Boston lost to Washington the other night, and everyone thought that was going to be an easy win. So I don't know what's going to happen, and my guess is tonight someone will tell me via Twitter. When I say someone, I mean Barry Jackson. He'll let me know exactly what's going on.
Mr. Risk is calling me.
Let's
first name spam.
Let's get headlines here. Start out today's program with Alejandro Solana, who can barely contain himself waiting for tomorrow's Heat game against the Sixers. Jimmy says they play on ESPN tonight, not ESPN Plus. So, Tree, you're back in business if you trust Jimmy.
No, Tree got cable.
Choose wisely, Tree.
I guarantee Tree has an unplug. You got cable.
The game is on ESPN tonight.
All right.
If you trust me, that's another risk you're taking. All right, these headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I was going to start with a bunch of headlines kind of recapping everything yesterday. However, Chris Greer did speak to the media today prior to the Miami Dolphins draft. Draft is next week. Should I start there? Because some of the comments from Chris Greer, very interesting regarding Tua, regarding
Waddle.
Yeah,
they hate Tua.
They don't hate Tua.
They asked him, what about Tua? He said, guy stinks. I mean, that leads me to believe that they hate Tua.
He said, we're trying to figure it out, baby.
But I don't understand. Go ahead. Solana, tell everybody what Chris Greer said about the Tua contract situation.
So just pulling back the curtain, every Dolphins beat writer has notes from this. I chose to read off of Adam Beasley's because it was easier to follow for me. So I'm reading from Adam Beasley's Twitter account, Adam H. Beasley, on social media. He starts off by saying, Greer said Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb have been maniacal in their rehab, but the team is still not putting a timetable on their return. And then he adds, Chris Greer makes it clear that they're going BPA, I believe that's best possible available, best player available in the draft.
Best possible available.
Best player available in the draft, so pass rush is absolutely on the table.
Tree, is your microphone on? Are you sure? Take another bite of that pretzel.
You just enjoyed that.
Chris Greer says taking a quarterback in the first round is not something the team is considering internally.
All right.
But he does not rule out taking a quarterback at some point in the draft.
Okay.
Who's the backup now?
Mike White.
Mike White.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Guy from down here. Keep Mike White. I like Mike White.
Mm-hmm.
Greer said, quote, some of the trade conversations are happening now about moving up and down from 21, but any decision almost certainly won't be made until draft day.
All right.
Now, regarding Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle, we discussed this yesterday regarding a contract extension for Jalen Waddle. I guess you can kind of write that off for the time being because Greer says the Dolphins will pick up the fifth-year options of Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle, and that's what the Dolphins did with Tua last season. And as of right now, there has been no contract extension for Tua Tagovailoa.
Somebody texts in, back in the day, Tiger used to say to get used to the speed of the greens at Augusta, he would practice putting on a basketball court. And
wow.
John Ruth from the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum, who goes there, he says, if you want to know how to practice putting for Augusta National, get in your bathtub and try to putt the ball so that it stops before it gets to the drain.
That's crazy.
Which seems impossible.
We have a saying, you know, me and my golf buddies, as soon as you hit, you know, you tee off and you're on the first green and you putt and the ball flies past, we say, oh, this is a pool table. Okay, we got it. It's kind of like that. Like, that's crazy. But I would still – they're 460 yards away.
They're professional golfers.
But, Hawk, I'm sitting on the edge of the green and they have 450 yards to get to me and they're going to beat me on this hole. I can't believe it.
They're professional golfers. That's like saying, I'll give Jazz Chisholm 10 at-bats, and you can have 10,000 at-bats to hit a home run.
I got him.
No, you don't.
10,000.
Yeah, first of all, you're going to be gassed after 50 swings.
Yeah.
So I want to see what your swing looks like on 9,212.
My IBS is going to kick in.
Now, you're comparing apples to oranges, though, because – hitting a baseball out of a park over 350 feet like is totally different than – or 350 yards is totally different than just putting, which doesn't really require strength. It requires more skill and finesse on a green that, yes, is difficult. But you know what? Like, I got to be honest. All this talk about the greens at Augusta are so difficult. Like – really? Or are they just saying that to really prop up Augusta National?
That's right. They're just saying it. They're very, very easy greens. It's like playing Blockbuster golf and whatever.
I would be happy Gilmore, but I could still beat them. Just
don't
give
think
it a
so.
Little tappy tap. Tap,
so.
Tap, tap.
They're the best in the world.
But
literally the world at
I'm
golfing.
I'm 50 feet away, and you're 400 yards away.
Yeah.
And your ball's going to get in this hole before mine. Hawk, come on, man. Hawk, that's ridiculous.
They're going to be on the green.
Hawk,
in most situations, they're going to be on the green in two.
And I'm going to beat closer to the hole than them.
I don't think so. I don't think you're taking into account what these greens are like.
100 yards away and I'm 50
doesn't
feet
matter,
away?
It doesn't matter how far away they are. In most situations, other than the par fives, in most situations, and some of them, in most situations, they're going to be on the green in two.
And I'm going to be 3 inches from the hole in two.
No, you're not.
Yes, I will. Par three, they can get me in the par threes because they just they'll
no.
They,
that's the only place that you can actually maybe compete with them
because they can throw a dart at the hole on the par threes. I'd have to go from the edge of the green.
If I put you 100 feet away on a green from Augusta,
yes,
you're gonna seven putt it because I'm putting you
let's
on,
play,
on
Hawk.
Ice.
Let's play.
No, no, no. Crandon is not Augusta.
Hawk, let's go. Let's play.
I'm happy. Let's go to Augusta.
The greens at Crandon are difficult too. I have a
which
ton.
Which is how I know you wouldn't compete against the Masters.
And Hawk, I got to tell you, I've got decades of experience four putting on the greens at Crandon.
You four putt?
Yeah, that's my specialty.
It's a lot of
three-putt action.
We got to play because I'll wear you out.
Gino Toretta just texted me. He four-putted four times at Augusta.
Because Gino's aggressive. He don't have no grace.
He also carbo-loads with the Mexican pizza before going out there.
Great call.
Gino has three whiskeys in him, four pizzas. He's all loaded up, man. I got Grace.
Okay.
It does seem ridiculous. Like, I'm 100 yards from the pin to start. These guys on a par five have to get there in five shots. If I just short every putt, I'm getting there three, four putts. That's it. I just got to sink it.
That's the problem. So you think you're going to short the putt. By shorting it, you're going to be 80 feet away. So now you're going to try to make up that distance, putting on glass, and you're going to go 80 feet beyond the pin.
I'm 100 feet, and I'm going to short putt 20 feet?
That's right. Because the greens move that fast there.
I'm going to warm up in the morning like Tiger
are,
and them.
You guys are insane.
You ever seen
you're going to warm up like Tiger.
I'm going to warm up like Tiger.
You're going to warm up like Tiger.
I'm going to line up my Titleist one's yellow. Yellow Titleist.
Warm up. Like, that's the.
And I'm going to get the feel of the greens.
This is the idiocy of golf, because everyone watches golfers and thinks they can do it. And because they go out and hack at Crandon Park, they think they can play Augusta like Tiger, because you'll wake up early, warm up a little bit, it'll be just like Tiger does.
Well, the pin is not going to be in the same spot every day.
That is correct as well. They're going to move the pin every day. You're not going to have an easy track to the pin. You're going to be from the furthest spot on the green, the notoriously tough greens. Now, I know you got out there early and warmed up like Tiger, but I still think you're going to have a difficult time.
Do I get a warm-up round?
Yeah, you can have a warm-up round.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet there'll be some times where you'll putt the ball off the green into the water.
100%.
I'm not playing golf with you.
You have no idea how fast those greens are. You have no idea.
I would find out in the warm-up how fast the greens are.
Oh, so you'd master Augusta in a couple of warm-ups?
Hawk.
You'd master Augusta.
Hawk, just look at this.
Yeah.
Well, look at that form.
That? Yeah.
I kind of agree with Channing.
Yeah. Almost looks like he's got Bell's palsy.
I was ready to call 911 here.
I wear Jordan cleats. Y'all don't believe in yourselves, man. Tree, we got to play, Tree.
Couple other notes from the Miami Dolphins media session with Chris Greer from earlier today. Things with Odell Beckham seem like they've stalled a bit. There's no he basically said that the Odell deal isn't imminent. They've exchanged offers, and he'll leave it at that.
Gino says also yellow balls are not allowed. So
no, they are.
So you can hit the
Gino,
bricks.
I just watched the guy me and Solano arguing on text. There was a guy playing with yellow balls at Augusta.
See, already your eyesight is off. There are no yellow balls at Augusta.
He was thin, and he had a little high top, a little white man high top.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it.
You were probably watching the Golf Channel, who was showing a replay of tournament up in Fort Pierce.
Now
in
I gotta go get Gino. I gotta get John and Jimmy. Tree's ass is grass. Okay. I don't look like a golfer.
Oh.
I can go.
Giannis Antetokounmpo is expected to miss at least the first game of the Bucks' first-round series against the Pacers. ESPN reported that their team is preparing to start the series without Giannis, and they're hopeful treatment on his calf strain will allow him back later on in the series.
Bad news there.
Tonight, two playing tournament games, both in the Western Conference. Pelicans, they play the Lakers. They host them in New Orleans. And then the Kings.
Where are they going?
Where?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
They play halfway? They about to meet in Arizona.
Where is it? New Orleans.
They play in Arizona.
And the Kings, the late game, the Kings host the Warriors. That'll be the late game tonight. We'll see if the Kings can eliminate the Warriors' little revenge from last year and light the beam.
What's the king? What's the boy in the Kings that's real good?
De'Aaron Fox.
No, the guy that get all the triple doubles.
Oh, DeMontis Sabonis.
Boy, yeah, man, he's real. That joke can go.
Do you think you could land an airplane?
You think you can land an airplane?
Yes. I think I could land an airplane more easily than I could four-putt at Augusta.
There's a better chance of you landing a commercial airplane than me four-putting at Augusta.
Somebody says Peter Malnati used the yellow balls at Augusta.
See? Gino, big man. Sorry, Gino. Love you.
Where do you say they're playing? Nerlens Noel?
Caitlin Clark did go first overall to the Indiana Fever. The Chicago Sky selected Angel Reese with the seventh overall pick. And how about this? Dolphins defensive tackle Brandon Pilley, his sister Alyssa Pilley, was the eighth pick in the WNBA draft.
Very cool.
Yep. Heat will play tomorrow. Panthers play tonight. Marlins play the Giants again tonight after losing yesterday.
Kinda I was going to get a Whopper Jr. when I drove down here. I was ready to go and just couldn't hold on to that lead yesterday.
Yeah. It kind of got jobbed, though, by the umps. Skip Schumacher was ejected. He was very animated after. It was a very frustrating night once again at Lone Depot Park.
Because that Giants manager, he went to the mound and called for a lefty. And then the wrong reliever started running in, a righty. And they allowed them to switch it back. He ran back, and then the lefty came out. And then Skip Schumacher came out there. Shoe. I call him Shoe. Shoe came out there.
His nickname.
Yeah, Shoe came out there. And he was like, wait a second. You can't do that. And apparently you can.
Hoo-hoo-hoo. Gentlemen, we've got a little action, baby.
Talk to me.
Crowder's beef with Drake, which really wasn't a beef until now, has picked up a little bit of steam.
Oh.
Complex, which is a very well-known pop culture magazine and website, has posted a full article about Channing Crowder calling out Drake after he hit on his wife mid-concert. Quote, he gotta see me. They've got Crowder's screenshot of his face in the article. They've got our segment from yesterday with Mike Cugno, the video in the article.
Am I in there? Have they mentioned me somewhere in the article?
Yes.
Really?
I ain't making no songs. You got to come see me, he told his co-host Mark Hockman.
Wow. Let's go.
We got action, Hawk.
Let's go.
All right. There we go.
They've also
got Hawk and I on record saying that we are going to side with Drake.
Man, this is so silly.
Is what you wanted.
Yeah,
though.
But let me tell you, if Complex picks up on it, now you'll get like TMZ and people. Like now it's going to fall into the line.
Ridiculousness. Let me see, because I looked this morning.
Man, you better hope.
Five million views.
On the
on Twitter.
The video? That's funny.
Crazy.
You better hope Drake doesn't see that, because if he really wanted to, you'll be living alone in a couple months, buddy.
and Asia's going to be with a handicapped man.
Yeah. Asia's going to be rapping along to the Crowder diss track. Asia's going to be in the music video with Drake.
And she's going to be pushing a wheelchair.
You're going to be telling Randy. Remember, I used to be married to her.
Aubrey.
Don't remember.
Aubrey, you ready to go? Get my chair.
She's going to be dating Jimmy Brooks from Degrassi.
I'm telling you.
Maybe she won't, but maybe she will.
She's out of there. I got the joke, bro.
All right. Anything else?
It was good.
It was good, right?
Yeah, it was.
Your weather, it's sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Another gorgeous afternoon in sunny South Florida. That's your weather.
All right. That's pretty much your go-to weather for the rest of time. Another gorgeous afternoon in sunny South Florida.
It's either that or partly cloudy.
But you have gone with another gorgeous afternoon in Florida for, I don't know.
3 weeks.
I was going to say 6 weeks in a row. Like, that's just your go. You literally refuse to check the weather as you prepare for the weather.
Full disclosure, I have not opened up the weather app in months.
No, it's not full disclosure. It's very obvious that.
It's actually windy as hell.
It's, but he literally has said that line. another gorgeous day in South Florida for at least 6 weeks in a row. Like, now he's not even faking right. it. He's just like, there you go, I'm in. Will Manso is going to join us next. We'll talk some NBA and Heat with Will in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There will be no more Drake on this radio show now that the beef between Crowder and Drake has reached virality.
Oh, he got to see me, Hawk.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You on my side now?
I am on your side. And let me tell you something. If Barry Manilow is listening and he's got any designs on Lori, he'll have to see me. More likely, he would have designs on me from what I've read. But if he does, he would have to see me.
Hawk, you had me pull up a picture of Barry Manilow a couple months ago.
That's right.
You got him.
He's got quicker greens than Augusta. What? I don't really know what that means.
Hawk, you got hands. You done fought before.
The famed Marley Brothers are coming to FPL Solar Amphitheater at Bayfront Park. Their legacy tour hits Miami in October, and we've got a chance for you to win tickets. And if you want to win them, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. It is a Live Nation show. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena, Panthers and Maple Leafs tonight. You will hear it here on 560 WQAM. Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And, of course, you see him on Local 10 here in Miami. You'll see him during Heat broadcast on Bally Sports Sun, although the game tomorrow is not on Bally Sports. But if the Heat do make it to round one, remember that all the round one playoff games are on Bally Sports, and then it'll be national beyond that. But Will is with us now. Will, do the Heat go into Philly tomorrow night and win?
Hold on a second, guys. I got to turn on the music. I was listening to Lil Drake, Certified Lover Boy.
Will, now. I'm going to see you, Will.
Hello?
I'm going to see you somewhere, Will.
You're going to see me there. I'm on my way to Amerant Bank Arena. I'm at the Panthers game. So I will be there. So what was the question again, Hawk?
Do the Heat go to Philly and win tomorrow? Can they do what you know, many people don't think they can?
I just left Heat practice. And it's funny to be there because most people, most teams, most players in a situation like this are going to look tense. They're going to look like, you know, it backs up against the wall. It's going to be tough. This is a confident group, and call them crazy. You know, Spo said all along, they like the hard way. This, you know, they enjoy these paths of having the ups and downs and making it tough on themselves. But I do think they can go in there and win them all. You know, they play Philly tough. They split this year. They played at Philly tough. We've seen them in the postseason have success. I think they feel pretty loose and comfortable that they can. I'm not saying that they're going there with a cocky attitude, like, hey, there's no doubt. But this is a group that has done so much as the core the last few years. They feel they could go in there and win.
And with Joel and with Maxi, like, what's the key? Offensively, the Heat are up and down, but the defense is what they have to do. What do they have to do defensively to beat this team?
I think stop one of them, right? Like, or I should say contain one of them. And you go back to December, they, you know, Maxey had a horrendous game against the Heat. And then last game, he got off to a quick start, you know, almost single-handedly beat them early before Miami took the lead late and then ended up blowing it. But, I mean, I think with them, you kind of have to pick your poison and see who gets hot, see how you defend. You're obviously Embiid is tough because he can score inside. But one thing he's done a lot since he's come back is he hasn't really been posting up as much. It's been more of that jumper outside mid-range. We saw him against the Heat knock down threes as well a couple weeks ago. I think you kind of give in that one of those guys will probably play really well and maybe score 25, 30, 35. But if you can contain the other guy, I think you feel confident that you can be in the game in the fourth quarter and have a chance to win.
What would you give the Heat for a letter grade for the season? The regular season is over, and we can debate whether it means anything, and obviously we'll have a definitive answer on that at some point this week or next week or beyond, hopefully. But what would you give the Heat as a letter grade for the season?
You know, Hawk, it's a good question because the last few days I've been looking at the stats of the Jimmy Butler era, the last 5 years. And, I mean, honestly, this is an average Heat team in the last 5 years, so you're probably thinking a C-plus. Because outside of the 53-win season a couple of years ago, when they were a top seed and they really seemed to make a push in the regular season, this has been a 40-something win team. And if you look at the whole body of work, five seasons as Jimmy Butler. Now, you've got 19 games that were lost because of the pandemic in the regular season, but their average record is 45 and like 35, you know, 46 and 36. This year they ended up, you know, 46 and 36. I mean, they're literally right at their average. And as crazy and as bad as this season may have seemed, it was the third best season they've had winning percentage-wise in the 5 years of Jimmy. So it was literally right in the middle of the pack of the Jimmy Butler era. So I think we're just so accustomed to seeing them turn it on in the playoffs that when you look back at regular seasons, you forget that the regular seasons outside of that one have never really been that good during this five-year stretch.
And, Will, like evaluating Spo, can you really evaluate his coaching this season with all the injuries? Tyler was out for a while. Jimmy was out for a while. Like, there were so many injuries. Can you evaluate Spo on that same grading scale of his coaching, his adjustments this season?
I think you can. I think you can because I think that's when you really find out about a coach, right? I think at full health, any coach with his team at its best is going to be at his best normally. You know, you're going to know exactly the lineup pencil in every night. You're going to know the backups and rotation. Spo hasn't known anything. I mean, they had the most starting lineups in team history, fourth most in the NBA. It was insane night in and night out. You know, Spo will give you our rotation is, we have enough, or our rotation is whatever it takes, or all these things he's been saying the last 2 weeks. But, I mean, internally, it's tough to have to mix and match. Even today, I asked him about Kevin Love and Terry Rozier and Duncan Robinson, and he said, we'll see on Terry and Duncan tomorrow. Caleb looks like he's ready to go. So even then, you're entering a day, a game, a big game like down the road, not knowing if you'll have your parts and where you'll have them. So I think you can, and I think Spo's done proving why he's one of the best in mixing and matching as well as he can.
And, Will, speaking of the rotation, we've talked all season long. I know Duncan and Terry, as you mentioned, we'll see, right? But we've talked about Nikola Jokic. We've talked about guys off the bench, even DeLon Wright, Patty Mills, two late-season acquisitions. Do you have any, idea of what the Heat are going to do? Like, do you anticipate any changes with Nikola Jokic in the starting five? It seems like he cemented himself there. Do you expect any real changes tomorrow to this Heat rotation?
I don't. I'd be shocked if Nico doesn't start tomorrow, and that's the complete opposite of what I would have said a month and a half ago. I think when they put in Nico to start, they said, okay, kid, you know, trial by error, you've worked behind the scenes hard, you've done what you had to do, can you do it? And Nico, to his credit, even when he wasn't playing offense well at times in games the shot wasn't there, he was hustling on defense and he was rebounding. There were games where he'd, you know, be 2 of 5 from the field, but he'd get you 8 rebounds. And then suddenly in the last 2 weeks, he's come on to where 2-3 weeks where he's a consistent guy in the lineup. I think at this point you just say, man, you earned it. You're in the starting lineup. And that's not to say, depending on matchups, as hopefully the playoffs go on, there may be a moment where he goes to a Kevin Love instead or a Caleb combo if Terry's healthy with Hero. You know, who knows what he's going to do there when Duncan's back, all that stuff. But as it stands now, guys, I don't see any way where he doesn't start Nico tomorrow. Quite frankly, Nico's earned it. He's earned this opportunity to show what he can do in a big game like this.
Will, very important. You tweeted out that after Heat practice, you went to La Spada's. You took a picture and posted it on Twitter. It looked like it's the La Spada's on University Drive. Correct me if I'm wrong. Had the Marlins won last night, would you have instead stopped at a Burger King for a free Whopper Jr.?
No. I was, let me tell you, I had this day circled on my calendar a few days ago when I found out they were practicing, and I said, okay, this is my route, right? Heat practice, they say 12 o'clock, it really means 1 o'clock. I'll be done by 1:15. I'll get on the road, I'll get to La Spada, I'll eat, I'll do the Hawk show, and I'm standing outside of the IKEA because I want to go look at balcony flooring. I'm going to look at balcony flooring, and then I'm going to go to Amaret Bank and do live shots starting at 4 o'clock. This is the perfect layout of a day. Your father was wonderful.
Crowder and I are looking at each other. Did you say balcony flooring?
Yes, I want to look at some balcony flooring at the IKEA.
What does that mean?
Here.
Well, what does that mean? Like a balcony rug or something? Or are you going to refloor
the... No, it's like, you know, everybody in my building does a little grassy stuff. I don't know if I'd go with the grassy stuff. I want to have like a nice little flooring. So when I put the table, I'm sitting and having a drink at the end of the night. I got nice, comfortable flooring, not just the
concrete. Can I suggest Don Bailey flooring? He's a personal friend of ours, and he's got a big flooring business in South Florida.
Don was wonderful when I was looking for flooring for my floors in my apartment. He was great.
But, Will, how comfortable can balcony flooring be?
You know, I'm about to find out. I see it online, and I want to, like, actually, like...
But, and I am so confused by this, because we just bought a new apartment. I have two balconies.
Yeah.
And we have a little rug outside our current balcony, but when we're moving in, I will do balcony flooring, but I don't understand. Are you talking about like a parquet floor? You're just talking about turf.
Yeah, like a little. It's like a. I mean, I'm going to put it. I'm actually going to put the court at the Kaseya Center. Just put it right in the middle, like a little design. No, I'm going to walk into the IKEA. I'm going to take my shoes off, and I'm going to walk around their flooring and see what it feels like.
But I didn't
like.
Even know they had flooring at IKEA. So
soft.
You, I'm guessing
they
you,
oh, they,
you,
you. They had everything. They have. Everything
well, I know, but
IKEA, you know
so
that.
You put it together. I'm guessing it like clips together, like a puzzle,
like
exactly.
The rubber.
Yeah,
it's like a puzzle
yeah.
Clip. Yes, it's like rubber, and I want to feel it, too. I want to feel it. How hard is it to clip? Because I'm not the greatest handyman, so I want to see, is it easy to clip? Am I going to spend all day Saturday trying to figure it out? So I want to try to, you know, kind of gauge.
So you're saying that Giselle, at some point this weekend, can post video of you laying flooring on your balcony?
Well, I hope it's not this weekend, because if it is, that means the Heat lost.
Oh, that's right. That's a good point.
But very soon in the near future, she will post video of me laughing at me as she drinks a glass of wine on my knees, clipping together IKEA flooring. That will be very likely.
Hey, send me some pictures, because I'm in the balcony flooring market.
These are rich people problems we're talking about.
I'm going IKEA. This is I'm trying to save a buck.
Who's got the best win a game promotion? You've got the Marlins home game, you get the free Whopper Jr. You got the Panthers here, buy one get one any victory at Huey Magoo's. You've got Papa John's with the Miami Heat. That's any victory, right? Not just home victories, right?
Correct.
And
every win for the Heat.
Dolphins
yeah.
don't really have a victory promotion, do they? I don't think they do.
I don't think so.
Who's got the best
one? They don't play enough games. Yeah. I like my kids will tell you Papa John's. Like my 8-year-old, she lives off. Like she'll wake up in the morning, did the Heat win last night? And she doesn't really care about the stats. She just wants pizza that next day or that day. So I would say pizza because it's so quick and easy, 50% off. And by the way, because pizza's so damn expensive. So recently, the Heat didn't play, and my kids wanted pizza, and I said, "Yo, you guys want Papa John's? Okay." And I put it in, and it was like $40. I said, "I'm not paying $40 for pizza. I'm used to paying $20." I'm like, I'm not going to do this.
But the Whopper Jr. is free, completely free.
I haven't tried it yet, and I do love a Whopper. I'm not going to lie.
Of course you haven't tried it yet. You've only had one opportunity the entire season.
That's what I'm saying. So I probably should have taken advantage today, but I couldn't miss out on a spot. But
no, you couldn't take advantage today because the Marlins didn't win last night. It's only the day after a home win.
It's only after a home win. So, yeah, so I figure when things slow down sometime in July when they win again at home, I'll definitely hit it up.
When they win again at home.
Cross your fingers.
What was your order at Las Patas?
You know, I went with the small turkey and ham with provolone, lettuce, tomato, salt, pepper, mayo. And I go small now, not because I can't eat the whole thing, but, you know, I got to watch my blood pressure. Well, it's all salt and a large, so I go with the small one now.
You get the banana peppers on that?
I did. I'm not a big banana pepper guy. It's funny. The guy asked me, I said pepper, and he's like, banana pepper or just regular pepper? I said, no, black pepper, just regular pepper.
Oh, the banana peppers are so good, man.
Just tell the banana pepper
jalapenos.
Person,
little too much.
Jalapenos.
You know, the jalapeno crops have been diminished. I read an article about this, like in the New York Times or something, that for whatever reason, jalapenos over the course of inbreeding them and to grow more and more, they've lost a lot of their kick. Have you noticed that if you've ordered jalapenos? I've noticed that because I used to have a difficult time tolerating jalapenos, and now it's not difficult anymore. They're a completely different pepper.
I did not know that. I'm not a big jalapeno, though I would if they had at the spot. I would ask for some Crowder powder, but I didn't know if they had it yet. So
yeah, that's the collabo that you got to get
write
in
this down.
That's the collabo. By the way, Drake could end Crowder powder like that.
Hey, Drake
is coming out with a seasoning line, Will.
Crowder powder.
You heard of Drake powder? I mean,
I just want him on the show. That's all on the pivot or whatever. I want him somewhere.
I mean,
I want to see this. Because I will say this: the first thing I thought of when I saw the clip, as everybody, I laughed because it was funny. But the second thing I thought of, I guess, would be, well, damn, if that was my wife, I'd be the same way. Don't look at my pointing out my wife.
Hey, fine enough, as hell, Will.
Creep,
what?
I got
what
enough you, creep sending DMs to Giselle. I don't need this crap in my life. Get out of here, Drake. No way.
That's what I said, Will. You know, you want somebody that, you know, that's attractive, but you don't have to say it. Don't say it in my face either. Exactly. I'm eye smack
you. I had a completely different reaction. I would have dropped Lori off. I would have DM'd him. Can I get your address? I'll drop her off so she doesn't have to drive.
Go take over there.
Different different lives. Different lives. All right. Enjoy the balcony flooring, Will, and we will speak with you.
You got to get some of the meatballs.
I'll see you in 30 minutes. What are you talking about?
Are you going to get the Swedish? Are you going to get the Swedish meatballs there at IKEA?
No. After La Spada, you can't ruin the La Spada aftertaste.
Right. But it's ridiculous anyway. Would you ever get the Swedish meatballs at IKEA?
Hell no. No. Yeah. Of course not. Yeah. No.
Silly. I don't know why so many people love that stuff, but it's like, here I'm at a furniture store.
Yeah. Swedish meatballs. No.
You know what? Yeah. Don Bailey should start serving food at Don Bailey Flooring.
Oh, that would be great.
He should do like empanadas or something. Croquettes.
Special like roadkill at Don Bailey Flooring.
Yeah.
Anyway, Will Manso, Local 10. Thanks, Will.
All right, guys.
All right, let's take a break here from the Amerant Bank Arena. Come back with more.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Finally, IKEA has shared its recipe to make its Swedish meatballs at home.
Really?
Hawk and Crowder.